Trumos, Pergud Mishnah Dalad 10:4, a second Mishnah on the topic of Reach, of absorbing aroma. Our case here is a tanur, you have an oven, shesikua bekamon shel truma, that the fuel source, what's burning beneath this the stove, this tanur, is cumin. So that's, let's say this is, for argument's sake, cumin that is truma cumin that you're allowed to burn. Let's say it was tummy cumin, that was truma. Now it's burning, and obviously cumin is a kind of like a spice. If you burn it, it puts up a very strong odor. So the point is, if you're not going to cook bread in an oven that's the fuel source is burning cumin, it's going to stink to high heaven of cumin. So that means the bread is going to stink to high heaven of cumin. And this cumin is truma cumin, which means that while the cumin is aser tanan kohanim, the question is, what's with the bread? Is the bread, which is so suffused with this cumin smoke, to make it taste like cumin, which is truma and forbidden to non-kohanim, is the bread going to be aser? So the answer is no, it won't. The halacha is going to follow the halacha of the previous Mishnah, meaning the previous Mishnah we had a machlokas, Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, but here we're just going straight with the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda and like Rabbi Yossi, that reich alav milsa, that an aroma is not significant, not a real thing, in terms of iser, and that being the case, tanar shistiko bekamon shel truma, if you have an oven that's being fueled by burning cumin, and the truma cumin, va'afa bo, and you bake a bread inside of it, hapas muteris, the bread, notwithstanding it's being suffused with that flavor and aroma, remains permissible, she'ein tam kamon, it's not taste of cumin that's inside the bread, ela reach kamon, all you have there is the reach, the aroma of the cumin, which is not a thing, meaning it's not milsa, it's not a significant thing that would make the bread forbidden, and therefore the bread remains permitted, and that is the halacha.